Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette on the big Free FM. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. Beautiful day here. Sitting across from Michael Goudeau, who just the other day got on an airplane with me. We got on the airplane Friday night, the charter flight.
Yep.
We went on a prop charter flight, so it wasn't like a jet charter flight. Real celebrities go on a jet charter flight, but it's still a charter flight.
It was a charter flight.
About that. There were snacks. All of it had caffeine. All the sodas had caffeine, but then I have no complaint. And went in the next day and hosted the Emmys. Now I get in a lot of trouble because they said that somewhere in one interview I called it the Special Olympics Emmys. It isn't. It's the Creative Arts Emmys. It's for the people who are really important, and we were very, very honored to host it. Goes 4.5 hours.
Yeah, it was a long night.
It's a long, long night. And I want to 866-570-PEN, 7366, if you don't have letters on your phone. Or penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. I want to talk. Does anybody watch? Do you watch the Academy Awards?
No.
Do you watch the Emmys?
No.
No, you've been at the Emmys
the last
4 years
last night.
When we lost. Because just for those of you who are hanging on the edge of your seat, Bulls hit, lost again.
Yeah. We lost three times last night.
We lost best show, best writing, best editing, right? We lost all.
We're number two. Maybe.
We don't even know that.
Might be number four.
Might be number five. How many get it?
I don't know.
There were a lot. At least we didn't lose to the Dog Whisperer, and we did not lose to Kathy Griffin.
As far as we know.
Means something. Oh, yeah, because, you know, it hasn't come out yet. But when it does air, we will not lose to Kathy Griffin or the Dog Whisperer. I didn't want to lose to either of them at all. Not one bit. So we're going to talk about that. Does anybody watch award shows, and what do you get out of it? What the hell do you like? I watched the Academy Awards once.
My wife loves these things.
I know. What does she like?
I can't get it out of her.
I guess I didn't really talk to her about it. I more mocked her about it.
Have gotten an answer for a reason.
Yeah, I was just mocking her for liking them.
Yeah.
But if someone calls up, because now I'm being paid, I will be more respectful of their beliefs about the award shows than I am about. I mean, as Drew Carey said, you know, what do we care about people who are grotesquely overpaid, millionaires? That's not as true for this Emmy Awards, the Creative Arts, the one that we're in.
But certainly
the real Emmys, all millionaires, and they're overpaid. They get all this recognition. Then they have an award ceremony where they get an award on top of that. And then there's my partner Teller, who says that every award ceremony, no matter what, is the YMCA Awards banquet. It never gets more interesting than that, ever. It's just dull, dull, dull. And I tested that theory. What is it called? The Adult Video Awards. What is that? AVN. The AVN. Adult Video News. There's porno, right? So they have porno awards. Okay, so there's a room with... it's a bit of a sausage fest, but still there are real stars of pornography there. And there are, I don't know, ballroom in Las Vegas, probably 2,000 people. 2,000 people at rounds. I'm talking convention talk now. and you know, a big setup. And you've got Ron Jeremy, but you also got, like, you know, real stars of pornography. Real people who you've turned on a video and seen them having sex with other people and with themselves. You've seen that. It's been done. These are the people that are going to go on stage. And the categories are fabulous. The categories are, like, you know, best girl scene outdoors with gym equipment. You know, it's stuff like that. It's fabulous. You know, best scene that we can't even describe in words on Penn's radio show. There's things like that, you know. And I went to that. You know, I don't like award shows. I went to that. And the first year we were up for an Emmy for songwriting on Sin City Spectacular.
Yes.
When I went, Dr. Stockdale, Gary Stockdale, was the musical director on the show. So he had the headset on, hearing the director.
Yeah.
And he heard this over the headset. The director said, "Let's get a shot of a celebrity for the reaction shot." And the cameraman said, "I have a shot of Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller." And he said, "Okay, we'll go to the... we can't use it. He looks bored, spitless." Now, what troubles me most about that is I was on my good behavior. I had said to everybody, I'm going to look interested for the whole show so they can do reaction shots. And I believe at that moment I saw the camera, and I thought I was smiling and looking fascinated and still looked bored spitless. I'm not sure that spitless is the word he used, so I may be misquoting him, but spitless is the word we're going to say on Free FM. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. I want to, like I said, the subject, if you want to call, is anybody watching? Now, the Academy Awards is a hugely watched show, right? So there must be people that watch the Academy Awards,
and
they must like them. There's parties. Yeah, there's parties. But maybe it's just an excuse for a party, and maybe it's just like a naked jacuzzi, you know, they really have Trini Lopez records and their wife swapping in the basement, and the show is just, you know, up there on top or something. I don't know. But, I mean, the one time I watched the Academy Awards, I was over Al Franken's house. Which is just happens to be part of the story for no reason. It was the most liberals I've ever been around, and they're watching the Academy Awards. And my parents never watched it. My parents never watched the Academy Awards. And I never watched with them. And then when I got out of high school, I was too hip for the Academy Awards, of course. And then when it got back to being like it would be okay with my peer group to watch Academy Awards because they're in the business, I just had no interest. So I watched it once all the way through at Al Franken's house, and I hated it. So please, someone, for the love of Christ, call in and tell us what you like about these awards. Now, Happy Jack told me to bring a tape recorder with me. You told me. It was a direct order, and that I would be able to interview people backstage. I did not bring a tape recorder at all. And I sat there, you know, it was a 4.5 hour show. 4.5 hour show, I think. And I had a dressing room backstage. And I sat there. We did about 8 or 9 minutes of material in 4.5 hours. Now, when we do the show here at the Rio, it's, you know, it's 2.5 hours, including kind of playing the bass beforehand. And I believe I'm on stage all but like 8 minutes of that, right? Mm-hmm. Here was the opposite. It was a 4.5 hour. I don't know how it's the opposite when all the numbers are different, but stay with me. It was a 4.5 hour show, and I was on stage about 8 minutes. And the only interesting thing is that we had the closest bathroom to the stage. So they would always come to my dressing room, and they'd knock on the door and go, excuse me. And Christina Ricci used my bathroom. That was probably the high point of the whole thing. But Christina Ricci has gotten a breast reduction. So she doesn't look, I mean, depending on what part of her you look at, some of those parts are different. So
you didn't recognize her at all, did you?
Not a bit. She went in, she said thank you, she came out, and never once did I know it was Christina Ricci. But it was. I was told afterwards. Because the crew guy that was in my my dressing room fixing up some of the props. Cause we do sneaky stuff. We had stuff to be loaded in our sleeves and stuff. And he was back there, and he was very, very excited. And he was talking about how he could have hid in the shower. You know, because there was a shower curtain in this little room. And he wished he had done that, but he didn't get around to it. So he was very excited about Christina Ricci. And let's talk to Jonathan. Jonathan's calling in. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, Penn. Jonathan Scott in the great city of Chicago.
It's beautiful there, isn't it?
Oh, it's 82 degrees, top down on the convertible. And what most people don't know is you're a great bass player. I've seen you play with Clint Holmes, and, you know, you really smack that thing around.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Thanks so much. I really do smack that thing around. Yep.
But I went to the AVN Awards show with Jackie the Joke Man Martling in January, and I'd never been to the award show before. Uh-huh. And I went outside to use the restroom, and there was actually a woman outside crying because she didn't get the award for her boyfriend was trying to console her.
Sure.
He was in tears. Yeah. Tears. It was just amazing. It was amazing to me on how long the red carpet line was, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of people who want to take pictures of porn stars. And I actually understand the AVN Awards more than I understand the Academy Awards, because the Academy Awards, at least the AVN, has people along the line that you'd want to have sex with. I mean, you do not want to have sex with anybody at the Academy Awards. You know, they're raving, dangerous lunatics. At least some of the people at the AVN Awards can take things that matter seriously. I would rather have her crying over not getting that award than it is to be crying over, you know, best supporting actress in a comedy or something. Because at least she has skills. She has provable skills. Not everybody in the world can do that. You know?
But would you go back? Would you go back to the AVN Awards a second time after you've been there the first time?
I don't think so. It was just too dull. The thing that happened.
Yeah.
This sounds like shtick, but this really happened. They called a woman up on stage for an award. She came to the microphone and she looked like she was perhaps a little high, and she said, I'm very happy to win this award, but I'm sorry, I wasn't in that movie. I was not in that movie."
And the audience laughed. Wasn't it?
What's that?
That was this last January, wasn't it?
Yeah. And she said, "I wasn't in that movie." And they said, and the presenter didn't know what to do, so they brought out the director, and he said, "Yes, you were." And she said, "No, I wasn't." And they argued on stage. Then he kind of whispered in her ear, "Remember, you were really cold, and we had to bring, you know, you were kind of," and, you know, was talking to her about what drug she was on, and she went, Okay. Thank you.
The stand-up guy was great in the beginning, and the clips were very funny, I thought. But aside from that, it was just amazing to me that these people were so thrilled to be getting these awards.
No, but, I mean, that's my point. I don't think it's any different than being thrilled about an Academy Award. Do you think it's different? I mean, the only person who's won an Academy Award that I was excited about was Bob Dylan. And the only acceptance I liked was him on stage in Australia doing that song from whatever it was called, Wonder Boys or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Things have changed. I thought that was really him. What's that?
Their fees go up so incredibly much, don't they, at the Academy Awards?
Right, man. But what the hell do you care about that? I'm talking about why people watch it. I'm not asking, you know, Tom Cruise to call in and say why he goes. We know why he goes. What I'm asking is, why do people watch it? Why isn't it just, like, rated below the Home Shopping Club? I don't get that.
Billy Crystal, when he would open, would be very funny as an opening comedian for the Academy Awards. And that, if you're a film lover, I guess, you know, and... But, you know,
if you're a film lover, you'll be going to films. If you're a film lover, you go to films. You don't watch people talk about films on TV. I don't know. But you're an AVN guy, and if you're going to go to an award show.
I just happened to go. I'm not going
back.
Wait
a minute. You started this conversation by saying that you won for and you're not backing out of it right now.
I didn't win.
You said that the woman that was second place was crying because you took her out and you won, so to speak, hands down, facing the pillow. That's what you did. You said you won.
Is it wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Love another man.
What I'm trying to say is, be proud. You won a real award, not best picture, but best pillow biting scene. Thank you, John.
To get the Irving Thalberg Award, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. Or as it's called here, the Ron Jeremy Award is what it's called in the AVN. The Irvin Thalberg of porno.
I've seen Ron Jeremy with Al Goldstein doing the full Monty.
Yep, so have I.
Not pretty.
Actually, not pretty, but beautiful and American.
In a special kind of a way.
In a very special kind of a way.
Screw magazine.
Yeah, I know. Al Goldstein is the best, and he's
what
still...
What happened to him? Any clue where he's at?
He has an apartment in New York. He was living in a homeless shelter.
But he really was?
Yes, he was. Okay. We got him out of the homeless shelter, and now he's looking for a job. $10-$12 an hour if you want Al Goldstein to do something, right into penradio@gmail.com. We can deliver him if you live in New York City. Because his parole.
He was in Amsterdam.
No, his parole won't let him leave New York City.
What was he arrested for?
I was arrested for yelling on someone's answering machine, what was perceived as threats. But if you know Al Goldstein, nothing is a real threat from Al.
But
it's great that you were able to do both Al Goldstein and Ron Jeremy at the same time. That's a wonderful physical achievement, sir, and I'm very proud to have talked to you. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Thanks. He got by a thank you. I said thank you. Didn't cut him off. That was good. That was good.
I'm working on it.
Last night at the show, afterwards, some people were coming up and asking me to sign stuff and talking to me, and a guy was carrying on much too long, and according to the other people in the audience, you know, I was just talking to him. And finally I said, "Well, thank you." And he went on and said more. And the guy in the back yelled, "When Penn says thank you, you're done. You don't hangs up on you. Go away. That's the word that means it's over. When he says thank you, go away." You were in the audience of the Emmys.
I was in the audience of the Emmys.
You saw the Kathy Griffin thing?
I did see
the
Kathy.
See, I didn't see the Kathy Griffin thing. I only heard about it from you and your wife.
The only regret I have about not winning an Emmy was that It would have been great if it had been us that had pissed her off that much.
Kathy Griffin came to the show. And Kathy Griffin, we're in line, and she's, you know, you're by line, I mean red carpet. You
sure.
Know, when you talk to, they take pictures of you when you talk to people, and then they never broadcast it. So mm-hmm. There's no reason to do it, but we do anyway. And so we're talking to photographers and stuff, and Kathy Griffin is ahead of us talking to, like, you know, the Bass Fishing Channel, which we're waiting in line to talk to. And after we get there, you know, she's moved on to one camera over. Mm-hmm. Or actually, it's someone, I think, just holding a camcorder mm-hmm. by themselves and saying, you know, we're the Stuntman Weekly or something, and she's doing shtick for them. And the person says to me, you know, Kathy Griffin was talking smack about you. And I go, well, that's what she does. I mean, it's not, what do you think? I'm going to go, I mean, does she have any other skills? I mean, does Kathy Griffin do anything? I mean, isn't that what she does? She's like a...
Talk smack, yeah.
I don't want to show any disrespect to Don Rickles, but isn't that the kind of thing? I mean, she doesn't really do jokes. She just says bad things about famous people, right?
I think so.
So I think that her job is, if you're at a certain level, and although we're not that famous, we're probably not famous enough for her to really make fun of, like Paris Hilton. Oh! Did you see the picture of Paris Hilton?
No.
There's a picture that changes my whole world. There's a picture of Paris Hilton holding up a Trout Mask replica CD. Trout Mask replica by Captain Beefheart. One of the hippest CDs you can have, and there's Paris Hilton holding it. I have to rethink my whole world. I mean, I wish I get a call, Drew, because Drew Carey, you know, just hates Paris Hilton. She's holding up Trout Mask replica. You know, just the hippest you don't know Trout Mask replica.
You don't know
Captain Beefheart, do you?
I do have Beefheart.
Okay. Well, that's his most famous album.
All right.
And you know, that's, or his best album, not probably not his most famous. And that's how hip it is. She's holding it. And I mean, I know it doesn't take a lot to hold it, but she is holding it. Paris Hilton. So I'm rethinking all Paris Hilton. But anyways, Kathy Griffin is supposed to make fun of famous people like Paris Hilton. But at this Emmys, what I made the mistake and called the Special Olympics Emmys, which it's not. It's a creative arts Emmys. It's very important. It's all the people that really make TV work. I made the mistake of saying that, and I said it to some. But she's supposed to, you know, talk trash. And we were the hosts of the whole thing, so she's going to talk trash about us. So then I go, well, that's what she does. She talks trash. And then she turns and goes, I can hear you, Penn. And I'm okay. I'll keep my voice down then. You know, I mean, I don't know what the whole thing is. And she was dressed like creepy, like kind of alienish.
A little bit
creepy.
Hair's a little too red. Little,
something, you know, something was just wrong.
Bozo's mom.
You know. And then she sat in the front row waiting to win her award for 4.5 hours. And the camera was on her because I guess, you know, she was the biggest
Why
star.
Not?
Yeah. But they, you know, it was Extreme House Makeovers.
Yeah.
It was the Dog Whisperer. It was Kathy Griffin D-List. Is that what she's on or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it was Penn & Teller's Bulls Hit. Was that all of them?
I believe that was all of them.
Yeah. And she lost, and she left with flipping the finger to the. She stood up when she lost.
Stood up and yelled and flipped off the audience and walked out with her arms in the air, sort of a Richard Nixon minus one.
Now, did she have a crew with her? Was it shtick? I mean, obviously it's shtick.
Obviously it's shtick, but she, you know, nobody else walked out with her. No, it was her herself. Everyone else was cowering on the floor.
And she didn't have a date because she had to pay her last husband $75,000 to stay with her.
I think so.
So when she stopped that.
Well, you know, also the Emmy only gives you one ticket this year.
Is that true?
You had to buy a second ticket.
So yeah. You bought a ticket for your wife?
Well, I had to join the Emmy company, not company, the organization. If you signed up for the organization for $165, you got a free ticket.
Okay.
Or you could buy a ticket for $265. That was their pitch.
So you're now? Do you now vote now?
I guess I do.
Okay. So next year, Godot, please try to vote for our show. Okay. Try to vote for your own show. I know you think the dog, but at least we didn't lose to the Dog Whisperer. We didn't lose to Kathy Griffin, but she did. She flipped off
and,
everybody.
Yeah.
And then she walked out like it was all our fault that she has a lousy show, and she walks out like that, and she's flipped. I mean, I guess it's just shtick. It's just, you know, and I say outrageous stuff, and I say stuff, you know, that's offensive, and I do that on purpose, so I know what it feels like. But, man, that's more than I would do. That's more than I would do. That seems to cross some sort of weird line. 866-570-PEN, 7366. We'll be back right after this. We're talking about if anyone likes award shows. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. See you, Michael Godot. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette, half of Penn & Teller, who lost three awards at the Emmys are coming up on E. They're going to be up on E, what, Saturday, next Saturday, something? When are they showing on E?
Next Saturday.
They're showing the whole awards. They're showing 2 hours of the awards, and we lost. So if you're waiting with bated breath to see who is going to win, it's not us. If it has Penn and Teller, if the name Penn is in it, just say, loser, 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 loser.
8 p.m. Eastern time on E.
Lose. We don't really lose till about 10. But we start the road to loserdom.
About 20 minutes in, we lose the first award.
Then right at the very end for the climax, I guess there's one award after us. But we lost the penultimate award. We lost by Penn. We lost it. And I don't even think that Teller was the one that lost it. I think I was the one that put it in the crapper. I really do. Got a letter here from Brandon, who says, sup all. Would Penn apply his criticism of awards presentations to, say, oh, the Richard Dawkins Award? Yeah. No. We won the Richard Dawkins Award, and it, of course, made me cry. It was very, very, very important to me. Richard Dawkins gives an award in his name for people who have, spoke out for rationalism and so on, and he gave us that award, and it meant the world to me. So there you go. And I also don't begrudge the people who win the awards. Like when the makeup person gets up and thanks everybody under the sun and all the work, and thanks her family and everything. That's great. That's a big deal for her. My question is, why do you watch it? We got someone on the line here. This is let's take John. How you doing, John?
This is me.
How you doing, John? What's up?
Okay, I'm Kathy Griffin's brother. I'm in Chicago.
You're in Chicago? Are you really Kathy Griffin's brother?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear that Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer got back together? They did like a five-hour show?
My God, that's like Lebanon and Israel settling.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great, though? Because, I mean, Steve and Gary were like the coolest show in Chicago. I did that show a zillion times. And how long ago was it they broke up?
I don't know, is it 1979 already or what?
I
missed that.
I don't know. They were back doing a show. When was it, Jack?
They
broke up in 93 and they were back doing it. So you're in Chicago. Do you know Tony Fitzpatrick?
No, I know who he is. He's on the radio a lot, but
yeah, you know, you should really know Tony. He's really what makes Chicago Chicago is Tony Fitzpatrick.
He makes the trains run on time, does he?
Have you been to Chicago Fest?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. I just want to check out. What's your favorite Chicago food, John?
Well, besides, of course, the famous deep dish pizza.
Oh, sure. I'm not a big fan. I don't want to bust you on this, John. I'm not a big fan of deep dish pizza. I like the thin one.
I like the stuffed, but I'd say the Italian beef is it's a Chicago favorite.
Yeah, I guess it is. How about those beef sandwiches? You like those?
I like those. That's what I just said. I love those Italian beef. They're wonderful.
Yeah, the Italian beef are just the best. And you're Kathy Griffin's brother, huh?
Yes, yeah, so there are two of us.
Well, thanks.
One is an attorney, and I produce corporate videos.
Oh, cool,
and
cool, cool.
We're from Oak Park, which is just outside of Chicago.
Sure, sure. I love Chicago, man. Thank you so much for calling, man. Thank you so much.
What else would you like to talk about, seeing how you decided to, get my sister a new one on the air, of course. She wasn't there to defend herself, but that's how.
No, I don't think I didn't say I wasn't saying much. About, did she stand up and walk out? Is that true?
Oh, I wasn't there.
Yeah,
see,
we were there. Uh-huh. That's all we said. Thank you so much, John. Thank you. Thanks, man. Nice guy. Does corporate
enough
films. Yeah, I don't think we even attacked Kathy Griffin.
I don't think we did.
Yeah. But let's see. Oh, let's talk to Bo. How you doing, Bo?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Never better, boss. Never better. How are you?
It's hat trick day. I'm from Chicago, too.
All right.
I know. We love Chicago. What's your favorite food there?
They did a great show Friday.
Oh, thank you.
I got to go Italian beef.
Okay, yeah. They're really good. They're really good.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, you know Tony Fitzpatrick?
I know of Tony Fitzpatrick very well.
I always doubt people a little bit. You know, there's once in a while people come to our show and say they're from Chicago, and I'll say, you know Tony Fitzpatrick, and they won't even have heard of him. And then I say, well, I don't know if you're really, really from Chicago. I don't know if you're really from there. But,
well, Tony's well-known in the art community as well as the penal community.
Uh-huh. That's see, he knows Tony.
You know Tony.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say about award shows?
Well, I called about the Academy Awards. Yeah, I mean, you said that it was good. The Bob Dylan was the only good one. But remember, the Beatles won an Academy Award as well.
Uh-huh.
For Let It Be.
Uh-huh. They did? What year? They were like 69?
Oh, no. God, it's got to have been 70 maybe, something
really?
Like that.
Really? Was Let It Be? I thought Let It Be was 60. Oh, yeah, I guess it was probably 70. And they won what? They didn't win Best Film. Well, they won Best...
No, no. It was for Best Soundtrack.
Oh, Best Soundtrack. So, that's
yeah.
cheating,
and they may
isn't
have
it?
Won an Emmy as well, but I'm not positive on that.
You a big Beatles fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Let It Be is just, if you have all the outtakes, I mean, not all of them, because there's hours and hours.
Yeah.
But if you heard this stuff of them just fighting miserably?
Oh, Paul yelling at George.
Yeah.
When George says, I'll play whatever you want, or I won't play at all.
I'll play what
care.
You want me to play, or I won't play at all. And then when Paul says, when Paul says to George, we're the Beatles, we can do anything we want, and George says, in that case, I want to go home. Now, that's a cinematic moment. That's better than anything in Raging Bull. Sure, sure.
That is.
That's
and
a great moment.
Anything repeated more than I certainly hope we pass the audition.
Yes, that's true. I guess you're right. I mean, Let It Be is a movie that certainly gave a lot to the culture and a lot of quotes and so on. I watched it again, when I say recently, I mean like 10 years ago, that's when I wasn't a kid. And when I first saw it, Paul McCartney came off as this really unpleasant loser. And then when I watched it again, he came off as the only one who was holding together anything. Everybody else seemed completely, completely like apathetic and weird. So I guess your point of view changes, you know?
Yeah, that's way out. He's the only one that kind of kept the thing on the tracks. And you can see how that almost didn't become a film.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it hadn't been for Phil Spector and his pre-homicidal days, it never would have, you know.
What's happening with Phil Spector?
I don't know. It was a disaster. I think he puts on trial next month.
Yeah, okay, well, I didn't. You're cutting out a little bit, so I'm going to say so long. Is this the same? Is it the same?
Yeah.
I asked him almost. I guess he wants me to ask him some more about like the temperature of Lake Michigan. I'll talk to him. Sure.
Sure.
Hey, John, what's up, man? Is this the same John?
Yeah, it's the same me again.
Okay.
Not our other brother. No, not the other one. He'd probably like file suit against you or something. You know,
file suit against me for what?
I don't know. Defamation of character.
What did I say about Kathy Griffin?
Oh, come on! She's got a crappy show. She's got a great show.
Does she? I've never seen it.
Okay then.
But
come on.
You did hear me say, talk about our show. We also talked about our show the same way.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't hear. I must have heard it differently. Must have been on a different radio station. I heard that one.
Yeah, no, we were being, I called the whole Emmys show that we hosted the Special Olympics of Emmys. There was a little bit of disrespect shown for the whole evening, and we were hosts, so obviously that disrespect is not true.
Well, you know the nature of her comedy. I mean, you know,
I don't know it that well, really. I did one TV show where we played poker, and she had some very nice jokes. And then I saw her in Line, but I have never seen her again. I just know that from what I've read about her, and I've read stuff, I haven't seen her because I don't watch enough TV, is that she just does gags about entertainers, kind of like Joan Rivers. Is that right?
She does stories and everything. She tells real stories, you know, about things that happen to her and stuff, you know. So, listen, I'm sure whatever went down at the Emmys,
I think that's what I said. I said that that's what she does for a living, is that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you should see her live show sometime. I mean, she sells out, like, all over the country constantly. So, she, you know, her live act is doing great. And the show's done great on Bravo. They love her.
Oh, good. Well, good. I mean, I think it has done great. It seemed like she was successful. As far as selling out all over the country, for me personally, that's not an argument because I know the Eagles sell out everywhere, too.
Well,
that's not really an argument. I don't really care that much about what everybody else likes. My taste is a little more personal. So arguments for popularity, but being her brother and loving her and saying she's good seems like would be your stronger suit than saying, boy, she's really selling a lot of tickets. Don't you think?
Well, just
don't you think you should love her for being your sister?
Of course.
That's what you lead with. That's what you lead with.
Lead with.
She's a wonderful person. I love her. She's terrific. You couldn't have a better sister. And as far as her sales stuff, leave that to her manager and agent. Be her brother, not her agent.
I'm just trying to back it up as how well it's doing that.
You're not backing up how full of love she is by telling how many tickets she sells.
All right. Well, you know, movies, they talk about, you know, the gross sales and stuff.
They
so.
Sure do, and that always bothers me. It's not just you. It's everybody that does that.
Well,
when,
you know,
when I was on Broadway, we got this review in the New York Times. It was rather flattering. And I remember a person saying to my mom, doesn't that make you proud of him? And my mom said, I don't need the New York Times to be proud of my son. I was proud of him from the day he was born. And that's
well,
the same way you should be about your sister, bro.
Of course.
Be that
of
way about your sister.
You Thank, got it.
Thanks a lot, man. We'll have deep dish pizza sometime.
Catch you next sometime.
Okay, thanks a lot, bro. Thanks. Thanks. I called him bro.
You did.
And he is someone's brother. Isn't that a cool thing? Isn't that a very cool thing? We had Kathy Griffin's brother on the air. I don't know. Did I put her down that much? I think I showed a lack of deep respect for her sister.
Well, you know, she did flip off the audience and walk out at the Emmys.
I think. But isn't that reporting? Isn't that
reporting? Yes.
That's reporting. I didn't say her motives. And he said she did it just for a bit. She did it to make it part of her show.
Oh, boy, it was funny.
And Patrick, our engineer guy, thinks Kathy Griffin is really hot. So there you go. We've said a lot of good stuff about Kathy Griffin. We've said a lot of good stuff. I'm sure her brother loves her very much. We'll be back after this. 866-570-PED, 7360. I don't hear myself on the mic. There we go. Ben Gillette here with Michael Goodell on the Free FM. The phone number is 866-570-PEN, 7366. 570-PEN, 7366. 866 means it's toll-free, and 7366 is if you don't have letters on your telephone. PenRadio@gmail.com. If you want to send a Gmail, PenRadio.com. I don't know if you noticed this, Goodell, but we were talking about award shows, just in general, award shows, like, you know, the Porno Awards and the Emmys, you know, the Technical Emmys or the Creative Arts Emmys. It used to be called Technical Emmys, I think. Creative Arts Emmys, which I should know the name of since we hosted it. And we lost, by the way. Well-deserved loss, as we have every year. And one of the reasons I think we may lose is that they don't want to say the name of the show. Someone wrote in and said, what did they do? They did do the name of the show in front of the people live. They said, you know, and in this category, you know, Penn and Teller's, and they just set it out. But I just think it goes back to the depth of our stupidity that we name a show something they can't even say. But the sentence that would be said, you know, and the winner is Bulls Hit. All the nominees that didn't win would agree with so much.
That's right.
That it might be worth it for that.
First time in the history of show business, all of the nominees would say, that's right.
That's right. That's right. The winner is that. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we didn't win anything. We were big losers. And the amazing thing was talking about award shows, which is a really weak topic. You know,
yes.
It's not like going, should all Muslims be thrown out of the, hey, Australia, I think rape is a suitable form of sexual satisfaction. Those aren't the things that really get the phones ringing. But the Emmys had filled up the phones, and then Kathy Griffin's brother called, and everybody just hung up. I don't know whether it was that they felt that he was defending his sister, and this was a beautiful moment they wanted to listen to, and just hung up the phone to tune in their radios and lead towards it, or our show got really uninteresting at that point. But I was asking, Kathy Griffin's brother about Steve and Gary getting back together in Chicago, and boy, did New York care about that. But we do have a few people. Let's talk to James. What's up, James?
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Very well, thanks. Very well. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Love the show. Listen all the time.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Oh, just to say, it's been a hell of a day for the Penn Gillette radio show.
Hasn't it, though? Hasn't it, James?
You guys reported the entertainment news. You had a Chicago food review. You had Kathy Griffin's brother on twice. I don't know if I can listen tomorrow. I think you wrote the bank for me.
I know. If there's ever been a case for showing us regression to the mean, this show is it. You know, you hit that point. You're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. After that, you can't touch it. It's regression to the mean all the way. You have that year where you sell 5 movies for over $1 million each. You have the album. You know, you put out the album Thriller. The next album cannot be that popular. popular. You know, John Travolta's next movie after Saturday Night Fever is not going to be that great. And the pen, I mean, it's horrible. Tomorrow is a Monkey Tuesday. And Monkey Tuesday is always our really strong shows, but we're following this stellar goddamn show. People are at home going, Jesus Christ with an Emmy. God damn it to hell. They had Kathy Griffin's brother on, and he said she was a tolerable sister. And they had her on twice. Do you hear me? Twice. Twice. And there's a big feud starting up. I mean, this is bigger than Howard Stern and Imus. This is bigger than Opie and Anthony and Stern. This is huge because Penn said that Kathy Griffin walked out of the technical Emmys while flipping the finger. How can things be so exciting? I feel, you know, this piece of tape right now that you're listening to, James, that you're part of, it's like the Hindenburg exploding. It'll be played off. Oh, my God, the humanity, the humanity. Kathy Griffin's brother called two goddamn times. Has there ever been another show in history that's had Kathy Griffin's brother on? Not once, but twice. Larry King hasn't done that. Anderson Cooper, kiss my ass. We had Kathy. Oh, Mike Wallace, don't make me laugh. I got chapped lips. Ha, Larry King, Kathy Griffin's brother, twice. Twice, twice, and he said she was a passably good sister. That's astonishing. So you're right, James. You can even hear the excitement. You know, let me just tell you something, James.
Yes, sir.
After you've lost three Emmys in 4.5 hours, and then flown back with that total rejection you feel. I mean, I was trying to. When I lost that award, my whole life crumbled. I said, yeah, I have a wonderful wife, two beautiful children, a very happy home, and a happy family, and I love the show. We do well with Teller. But, you know, none of those mean anything compared to it. I mean, I was backstage, and I was trying to throw my arms in the air to flip the finger to everyone who was in the audience to show them how little they meant to me. And it was horrible. It took like the Dog Whisperer and Cloris Leachman to hold me down so I wouldn't be running through the audience screaming obscenities and flipping the finger. You know, the devastation of losing the M. Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, please go ahead, Jim. It's your show.
I know you're a real tall guy. Did you throw your hands up in the air and have your wrists hit the ceiling?
Well, thank you so much, James, for being part of this momentous show. You want to say something else?
One more thing. On Thursday, I'm flying out to Hawaii, and I really would go for bacon and a Kiss Airlines.
Okay, good. I'm so happy to hear that.
I would make the flight a whole lot better.
Thank you so much, James. Thanks, man.
I was going to say, James should be our agent. And you know, he can rant about that show. James should be our agent.
You know, that's the thing. You just, every once in a while, you get that shift of perspective where you see yourself through another person's shoes. And, you know, and you just see James sitting there listening to the radio going, what's going to be on today? And he says the sentence, oh, it's Kathy Griffin's brother again. Well, there you go. What do we got? We got people calling about anything that pops into their head. Let's talk to Lisa, because we haven't had a woman on the air yet. Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Hi, big fan. I listen to your show all the time.
What a great show today, huh?
you're always funny. You can talk about
anything. How excited were you when he called the second time? Did you throw your fists in the air and go, woo-hoo-hoo?
Well, that's funny. I mean, I personally love that first show. But anyway, I wanted to talk about, I love to watch the Oscars because I like to see who's hosting it.
Uh-huh.
And like last year, I was very disappointed because Jon Stewart was awesome.
Uh-huh.
But the following day, he was criticized.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't fight back. He just said, oh, I'm so sorry. I know I sucked, which was not true.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't see that show. But, I mean, I have never known. I've been watching Jon Stewart since before he had The Daily Show, and I have never known him to make a false step. I think he's one of the smartest, funniest, just, I mean, we sometimes disagree politically, but it makes no difference because his points are made so beautiful and so funny. So I don't know. I mean, my memory of that, I'm really embarrassed to say, is just that,
well,
you know,
we should look it up or talk to him about it because it was so embarrassing because he was so funny. He was fantastic. And then he didn't fight back.
Yeah, what do you say? That
he was like, oh, I know, I was terrible, which was not true. He was hysterical. He was making fun of everybody. And, you know, he did a good job. It's like high school. You know, he let, like, the stupid popular kids bully him around. That's what the Oscars is about. It's all, you know, the beautiful, you know, well, of course they have, like, all plastic surgery, but still, you know, they're like the popular kids.
What should have John done?
Well, he should have said, screw you, I'm from New York, kiss my ass, or, you know, something like that. Well, like, Chris Rock was the best. What? I mean, he made fun of everybody. He made fun of Jude Law and, you know, and then what's his name? Sean Penn was all angry, saying, oh, you shouldn't make fun of him. And it's like, you know, chill out, you know, he's a comedian.
I mean, Sean Penn, you don't have to make Sean Penn angry. You know, that's like making Shaq O'Neal tall. You just don't have to bother. It's been done. Okay, well, thanks. So, you know, I think, you know, what, Jon Stewart, after you've done something that doesn't go over well, you know, after Kathy Griffin's brother calls you the second time, there's a moment where you hang your head in shame and say, maybe I should have lost to the dog whisperer. And maybe that's just what Jon Stewart was going through. But thanks so much. And you're not going to get me to argue ever with anything good you say about Jon Stewart. He just rules. He just rules everything.
Oh, you should talk about the Teen Awards last night. That was a train wreck.
I didn't see the Teen Awards.
It's hysterical. You should watch it. That's everybody's talking about that. Like Britney Spears' husband, and she was there too. She looked like a water buffalo. These humongous breasts. She looked like watermelons.
Okay.
And her husband was rapping. It was hysterical.
Okay. Well,
I rich white guy rapping.
I believe that a 51-year-old man who watches the Teen Awards automatically goes to prison. So I just have to hear about them from people like you. So thanks so much. Do
Yeah.
Do water buffaloes have large breasts?
Yeah,
they do.
Well, okay, the girl ones do.
The girl water buffaloes have large breasts. I don't know. She said she looked like a water buffalo, and I thought that was referring to maybe that she had horns. You know, but
she had that too.
She was wearing a Viking outfit or something, but it didn't. She said after that she had her breasts were enormous.
Yes.
Her breasts were enormous like a water buffalo's. Or maybe she meant each breast was the size of a water buffalo.
It could be it.
But I don't want to know. Now she can't defend herself. I don't want to talk about her similes. We're waiting for Lisa's brother to call. Lisa was just on the phone. If your brother's around, give us a call. Because, you know, when Kathy Griffin's brother called the second time, I almost died. But there you go. Tomorrow, as you all know, ladies and gentlemen, is a Monkey Tuesday. And we have no special guests, so get all your monkey stuff ready. Tomorrow I want to just go monkey crazy. I just need people, I need you tomorrow to call in with all your monkey stories to kind of wash away the horrible disgrace of Luke. Because we didn't not win the Emmy. We lost the Emmy. Not winning the Emmy is to not be nominated. But we lost. Our name was up there. These were the choices you had. The choices were The Dog Whisperer, Extreme Home Makeovers, Kathy Griffin Life on the D-List, and Penn and Teller's Bulls. Hit, and the Academy spoke, the Academy in their wisdom, the Academy that everybody thanked all night. They looked at all these things, judged them on their merits, and said, you, Penn Jillette, are a loser. Go back to your stupid radio show on Free FM. This is Penn Jillette, Mike Godeau. See you tomorrow for Monkey Tuesday!
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.